This is Castle Playhouse. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, your hosts, the brewers of Castle Lager, bring you the week's finest radio entertainment, Castle Playhouse.
We present Retirement Benefit by Ron Evans.
Drink up, Dad. It's your party.
Oh, no, lad. Just thinking.
This is drinking time, not thinking time. Nothing can be so important as to spoil your retirement party.
It's just for retirement itself.
Oh, you're going to be morbid about it, are you? I don't know why. You've got all the time in the world to do the things you've never had time to do before.
On the measly pension I'll be getting? No, lad. My plan for retirement once was to travel, see the world. That was when I was wealthy, like. Now it'll be narrowed down to walks in the park. Spells in the library reading room.
That vodka you're drinking has given you the morbs.
No, just losing my tongue, that's all. Made me think of what could have been. Should have killed this one.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, never mind, lads. It's all past and gone.
Well, killed who? What on earth are you talking about?
Nothing. Oh, here's Celia coming over.
Hey, Dad. What's wrong? Cheer up. From now on, you're taking a perpetual holiday.
Yeah, that's what's bothering him, so he says. And now he's talking about... Well, that he should have killed someone. It was a person that you were talking about, I take it, Dad.
Oh, yes.
How fascinating. Who?
Well, he's not saying.
Let him speak for himself. Who, Dad?
Oh, forget it, will you? Enjoy the party.
It's something to do with when you went broke in England before we came to South Africa. Am I right?
Yes, yes, yes. But it was 16 years ago. You were only kids then, and it's better forgotten.
Celia, grab his other arm and help steer him out into the garden. I want to get to the bottom of this.
No, no, I don't want to talk about it.
You're going to tell us all about it. Come on, Dad.
No.
I remember Mum once let slip to me that you'd been cheated out of your engineering business. Come on, to the garden with you. Oh, yes.
I was helpless. I had the choice of going to jail for fraud or getting out quickly.
You mean you used to sign documents without reading them
first? Yes, stupid of me. But like I've said, trusted Franklin. How was I to know he was milking the firm from under my nose? On the surface, everything was fine. Business was booming. And while I attended to the general administration, he managed the accounts side. For 2 years, he must have falsified the books. And because I'd been fool enough to sign everything, I'd have been to blame. On the surface, it was all my fault. And that would have been the view of the court had the case gone that far.
Well, how did you find out what he'd been doing?
Client queried an account, and when I referred it back, I grew suspicious. So I started checking on other clients' accounts and found the same thing.
Hmm.
Well, I confronted Franklin with what I'd unearthed, and he just laughed. Yes, he laughed in my face.
What a swine.
I blew up and told him he was finished as my partner. If he didn't go, I threatened to expose him. That was when he dropped the bombshell. Everything he'd done had been signed for and approved of by me.
But surely...
Also, he'd made it appear, see?
If you'd brought in auditors, I mean...
Oh, it was useless, Paul. The accusing finger would have been pointed directly at me. I was in a hopeless situation, and Franklin knew it. When I realized this, I was ready to try and smooth things over. Hush it up and later get back at Franklin some other way. But the next day he came into my office and he said he was ready to inform the police of my so-called fraudulent conversion. Now, he was cool about it. My mind boggled. He told me that if I didn't like that, there was one other choice. Sell him my interest in the company for a nominal £100.
Oh,
yes,
£100.
Ridiculous sum. It was cornered. Framed with his wrongdoings. And there was no way I could wriggle out. Nobody in their right mind would have believed my version of what had happened.
Rotten swine.
Aye. So all I could do was sell out or go to jail. It was a perfect confidence trick. And Jack Franklin had worked it on his best, no, his only friend.
I see now what you meant by killing him. I don't know how you restrained yourself.
Well, I had a nervous breakdown. Later I signed the share transfers, sold up our house and emigrated here. £200,000. That's how much I lost.
Was there no way you could have got back at him?
No, he had me sewn up tight. Jack Franklin was a born con man. As nobody could get anything over on him.
You say was. Is he dead now?
Not as far as I know, lad. But he is where I'm concerned. Stone dead. Bill Morley wrote to me last year and said Franklin had sold the engineering business a long time ago and was now operating a money-lending agency. Ooh, I feel sorry for his clients.
I once heard it said that the easiest man to con is the con man. I wonder how true it is.
Jack Franklin is an exception to that rule, though.
I wonder.
You've got a mischievous glint in your eye. I don't know what that means.
We'll have a little chat tomorrow, Paul. Call at Dudley's place in the morning about 11.
What is this? A conspiracy?
Never mind, Dad. Let's get back into the party. And for heaven's sake, smile now that you've got your rotten luck off your chest.
Have a drink, darling?
Not yet, Dudley. Let's wait until Paul arrives.
Oh, you didn't mention he was calling?
He is. You can take my word for it. But before he arrives, I want to talk to you about something.
Do I sense intrigue?
You do. Look, Dudley, we're engaged to be married in December, and you're disgustingly rich, which means I'm going to be madly rich, too. But there's something I'd like to know before I beg a very special favor.
Not so quickly, darling. I'm lost already.
Two things I want to know. Firstly, do you love me?
Well, that's a stupid question. You know damn well I do.
Second question, do you trust me implicitly with your life?
Naturally.
Good. Now I can ask the favor. Remember a few weeks ago when you showed me your mum's jewelry?
Yeah.
That diamond brooch, the pearl necklace. Oh, and those earrings.
Uh-huh.
You said they were worth 400,000 rand. Is that true?
Rather more than that by today's values. And they're all yours when we're married, darling, if that's what you want to know.
I want to know rather more than that, Dudley. I want to know if you'll lend them to me now. Oh, not give. Lend.
Celia, really, isn't that carrying impatience too far? December's only 4 months away, you know.
Oh, dear. I don't think I approached the subject in the right way. Dudley, I want to borrow your mum's jewelry for just 2 weeks. No more. Then you can have them back. Well, until we're married, that is.
Well, it's a very odd request, I must say. Do you mind if I ask the reason? I mean, it isn't as if you want to borrow my car or my motor launch for the weekend, is it?
Well, you see, Paul and I are flying to England next week for a fortnight on business.
Well, this is news to me. You didn't mention it at your father's party last night.
We didn't know then. As a matter of fact, Paul doesn't know yet.
Really, Celia, this is all very confusing.
Yes, I suppose it is. You see, Dudley, there's no point in Paul and I going to England if you won't lend me the jewelry. That's why I haven't told him yet. And that's why I want your answer before he arrives.
But why do you want my mother's jewelry to go to England? Surely not just to show it off.
To put it briefly, I want to use it to recover a lost family fortune. Will you cooperate?
Yes, but only if you explain what it's all about.
Oh, well, it's a terribly long story, darling. And I'd rather tell you all about it when we come back. Well, what's your answer?
Well, of course I'll lend you the jewelry, but you will look after it, won't you?
I'll guard it with my life. Oh, here's Paul now. Pour yourself another drink, and don't you dare say anything to him yet.
All right.
I'll tell him about our forthcoming overseas trip after supper.
You're up to some mischief. I can tell that by the look in your eyes.
Didn't you say once that being mischievous was my most endearing feature? I'll send you a postcard or two, darling. You know how bad I am at writing letters.
You'd better hurry, Celia. They've called our flight a couple of minutes ago.
Right.
Have a nice time, Celia. Look after her for me, Paul.
Well, you know Celia. She'll be looking after me.
The jewelry. You're quite sure it's safe?
Oh, you're being a fusspot, Dudley. They're right here in my handbag, just safe as Mount Everest. Even if the plane crashes, they'll be safe. Diamonds don't burn.
Oh, you mustn't talk like that, Celia.
Stop worrying about me. Everything will be fine.
Come on, Celia. Give them a hug and a kiss and let's go.
Oh, dear.
Cheerio, Dudley. I hope you're going to miss me.
Desperately.
Please, Celia, do be careful.
I don't know which Dudley was worried about most, you or his mother's jewelry.
Me, of course. Well, I like to think so.
Well, the closer we get to London, the more nervous I feel. It's going to be a terrible risk.
Oh, stop worrying about it.
I can't help it. So many things can go wrong.
Leave it to me, Paul. Remember when we were still at school and we used to act our parts in plays together?
Yeah, and what about it?
We were good at it. That's what we're about to do now. We're like actors in a play.
Only this will be real.
A part in a play is real. A good actor lives his part. And I've been living this part for days now. I really do feel like I'm another Celia Jackson. What about you?
I'm trying to imagine myself as Charles Devlin.
Oh, that shouldn't be difficult. Let me see. Let's visualize him. Charles is obviously your age, sports a trendy moustache. I must say, Paul, it does suit you.
Oh, now, come on, get on.
Well, he's a smart dresser, of course, and exudes self-confidence.
Which is not really me.
No, it's Charles Devlin, the person you're going to be. So for a short while, you'll have to exude self-confidence.
I feel more like making use of my return ticket before we get out at Heathrow.
Don't even think about it, Paul. You're a vital link. If you make a wrong move, the whole plan will fall to pieces.
Yes, I know. That's why I feel so damned nervous.
Oh, well, you know what they say in show business. I'll be all right on the night.
Oh, Celia, I'd give anything to have your feeling of confidence.
He's coming. Yeah, what is it, Wilkins?
Excuse me, Mr. Franklin. I'm sorry to disturb you, but there's a young lady to see you.
Well, I'm very busy with these end-of-month accounts. Can't you attend to her?
She insists on seeing you, sir. She says you were recommended to her by Lady Agnes Bullenden.
Lady Bullenden? Who's she? All right, then, send her in.
Right away, sir.
Lady Bullenden. Never heard of her. Still, society. Maybe there's a few quid in it for me.
This door here, miss.
Thank you.
Miss Celia Jackson, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Franklin.
Good morning, Miss Jackson. Please take a seat. Close that door behind you, Wilkins.
Yes, sir.
Now then, Miss Jackson, what can I do for you?
A very close friend recommended you to me, Mr. Franklin. Lady Agnes Bullenden. You know her, of course.
Yes, of course.
You probably knew her better before she married Sir Edward. She was Agnes Lindley then.
Ah, yes, I see, yes.
Well, I have a very delicate problem, Mr. Franklin, and Agnes assured me that you could help me as you helped her in the past. I need money, quite a lot.
Ah, that's a common problem, isn't it, Miss Jackson? Well, if I can be of any help, you can be certain I'll do my best. How much do you need?
£40,000.
I beg your pardon?
Too much?
Well, it's rather a large amount, isn't it?
I can repay it in a week's time. A considerable amount is being transferred to me by my father in South Africa.
I see. Oh, so much money. Just for a week.
I have to settle a gambling debt. I was a little foolish last night and got carried away at the roulette tables.
Yeah, well, £40,000,
I think. Oh, I didn't lose it all at the tables. I need £1,000 or £2,000 in cash to carry me over the next few days.
Yeah. Well, can you offer any collateral? Well, you know, property.
Oh, certainly. I have these.
Yeah, what's that?
I think you'll find the value of this jewelry to be in far excess of $40,000, Mr. Franklin.
Jewelry, you said, did you? Thank you.
Yes. Oh, press the sides of the box.
Sorry.
You'll feel two small projections.
Oh, yes, here.
There you are. That's right.
Yes. Well. A very interesting collection. They're beautiful, aren't they?
They were my late mother's.
Oh, yeah.
My father's in diamonds, you know.
Let's have a look here.
14, 15, 18 pieces in all, then, is it? And every one a masterpiece. Look, do you mind how I have these valued? Our Miss Wilkins is an expert on gems.
Not at all.
Wilkins, come in here a minute, will you?
Coming, sir.
Yeah, fine-looking collection, Miss Jackson, I must say. Very fine indeed. have these valued for me, would you, Wilkins?
Yes, sir.
And be quick about it.
Right away, sir.
Yeah. Well, now, you're a fortunate young lady to own such a marvellous collection.
Oh, I know that, Mr. Franklin. And I daren't put them at risk. That's why you can be guaranteed the loan will be repaid within a week.
Yeah, well, I must tell you now, Miss Jackson, there will be 30% interest on a loan as large as this. $52,000 will have to be repaid.
Yes, I understand that. A bit high for 1 week, I suppose, but worth it to me.
Yeah.
By repaying this gambling debt promptly, I'll be saved a lot of embarrassment.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Well, so you're from South Africa, are you? You've been staying here long, then?
Only a few weeks, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll be staying permanently. Actually, I'm engaged to Lord Milray, you know.
Lord Milray, really?
It was announced in the Society columns in Monday's papers.
Yeah.
A bit of Daddy's doing, actually. He arranged the marriage.
Oh, well, all this cold and damp. It'd be something of a trial after South Africa's climate.
Not really. Claude has promised that we'll be spending our winters in the Caribbean.
Caribbean?
It's got a lovely view at Montego Bay in Jamaica.
Is it?
But summers can be so nice in England. Wimbledon, Henley, Lords.
Excuse me. Yes, come in, Wilkins.
A really first-class collection, sir. Most impressive.
Yes. The value, Wilkins.
I've put my estimate on paper in the box.
Oh, that'd be right. Very good. Tell Miss Harrison to make out a loan application for £40,000, would you?
Yes, sir.
A very discreet chap is Wilkins. Now then, let's have a look at this estimate of his, shall we? Well, that's quite a fortune, Miss Jackson, eh?
Is it a secret, or may
I... No, it's no secret, I assure you. £260,000.
Oh, more than I expected. That's nice to know.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll put him in my office safe here. Miss Harrison will bring you the loan application to sign in a few minutes.
Sir.
What is it now, Wilkins? Can't I get any peace this morning? Miss Jackson's only just left. Now you're pestering me again.
There's a man in the outer office, sir. He's demanding to see you. Most aggressive he is, and very rude.
Oh, is he indeed? Well, you can just tell him.
How dare you? Are you the owner of this business?
Yes, I am. And how dare you come marching into my private office in such a manner?
Just be thankful I don't call the police now.
Shall I go, sir?
No, you stay here. I think we can throw this madman out between the two of us.
You'll be damned sorry if you do. I'm warning you.
What?
Don't you think that receiving stolen property is as bad as stealing it?
What are you babbling about, man? You suggesting I'm in possession of stolen property?
Are you denying it?
Yes.
Are you trying to say that you know nothing about the famous Christoph collection?
Oh, this is quite ridiculous. Would you kindly leave? Go and rent and rave somewhere else. This isn't the 1st of April, you know.
So you think it's funny. All right, I'll go. I can see what kind of setup this is. But I'll be back, and you can be sure of that.
Blooming lunatic, that's what he is. Complete and utter nut. What the devil does he mean by receiving stolen property, really?
He said something about the Christoph collection, sir.
Well, it doesn't mean anything to me, does it to you?
No, sir, but I wonder...
Well, what do you wonder? Come on, out with it, man.
The jewelry that young lady gave you was collateral. Could he have possibly been referring to that?
Oh, nonsense, Wilkins, that's impossible. She's Lord Milray's fiancée. Her father's a diamond millionaire in South Africa, straight out the top drawer, she is.
Do you know Lord Milray, sir?
No, of course I don't, you fool. I don't move around in those circles. Can't afford it, for one thing. What are you standing there in a dither for, Wilkins?
Well, I'm worried about that young man, sir. I mean, he looks so agitated. Something was making him behave in that
manner. Oh, codswallop. Country's lunatic asylums are full of ranting maniacs like him. They start off as band of bomb demonstrators and end up like that.
Who'd have thought you'd be listening to Springbok Radio in 2009? But great things do survive, like Arthur Bales, a true legend in the haberdashery business, still around with good advice on sewing and knitting, still selling yarns, materials, cottons and patterns, and still with the same enthusiasm and expertise they had when they opened over 100 years ago. Yes, in 2009, the Arthur Bales tradition lives on, helping with all your sewing and knitting requirements. Call 011-888-2401 or visit their website on www.arthurbales.co.za. Arthur Bales, a legend in the business, and just like Springbok Radio, will always be around.
To say, sir, that you left these valuable jewels in an open parked car?
Sounds silly, I know, sir.
Cool.
Look, I've been staying at the Morning Crest Hotel. I checked out this morning with my baggage. I put the suitcase in the boot and threw the jewel case on the back seat. But when I started the car, I realized I still had my room key. I darted back into the hotel, returned it, and ran back because I'd left the engine running.
Oh, that's quite illegal, sir.
I was in a hurry to get to Southampton. Anyway, when I got back, the jewel case was gone.
So you came straight here. Very well. Name,
no,
please.
No, I'm not finished yet. I saw this young woman slipping the jewel case into a black briefcase on the other side of the road. She saw me and darted down a side street into the crowd of shoppers, but she didn't give me the slip. I didn't want to create a big scene, especially since she was a woman, so I followed her. She went into a building in Lackham Road and entered the offices of a money-lending firm, Franklin Securities.
Oh, I see. Carry on, sir.
Well, see, it isn't a very busy building, so I went back down to the entrance, determined to nail her when she came out. She was in there for half an hour. When I nabbed her, the briefcase was empty, and she told me to drop dead, threatening to start screaming. Then she ran off.
It's an old trick. So you came here?
No. First, I went to see Mr. Franklin, who I take it is the owner of Franklin Securities. He was most abusive and ordered me out. I warned him I'd return with a policeman.
Oh, and then what happened?
And I came here.
Name, please.
Well, here's my card. Charles Devlin. As you can see, I'm the representative of Valadar, International Auctioneer of Fine Arts and Jewelry.
Can you give me an approximate value of the stolen jewelry, sir?
Well, it's the complete Christoph collection.
Oh.
It was last auctioned in 1978 for £200,050. Worth a lot more now, I'd say.
£200,000, sir? And left in an open car?
For no longer than 3 minutes, Sergeant. Look, here's a large, glossy photograph of the collection. 18 pieces altogether.
Mm.
And there are the certificates of authenticity.
Oh, the wife would do things for that little lot.
Look, Sergeant, can't we save a lot of bother?
How?
Can't you or one of your men come with me to see this Franklin fellow and explain the situation? He'll take notice if I have a policeman with me. Perhaps the whole affair can be amicably sorted out.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. Mr. Franklin's got a reputation for being sharp on money matters, but I doubt if he's a real crook. No need to be. He's a very wealthy gentleman, respected too. Somehow I can't see him doing a silly thing like receiving stolen property.
Then how else did the girl dispose of the jewelry? Explain that to me, Sergeant.
Well, she, look, how can you be so positive that she was in possession of the jewelry? I mean, she was on the other side of the road, wasn't she?
I clearly saw the box. It's a very distinctive shape.
Huh.
Rounded at the side with petal-shaped protuberances. But come on, Sergeant, it won't take long.
Very well, sir. I'll accompany you to see Mr. Franklin myself. But I'm sure you'll find nothing there but disappointment and a very indignant gentleman.
This is preposterous, Sergeant. Must be some mistake. The jewels I took as collateral this morning couldn't possibly be the same ones Mr. Devlin's referring to. It's quite impossible.
This is the photograph of the collection, sir. Perhaps you'd like to look over it.
Well, all right. It's a sheer waste of time. Perhaps it...
The photograph was only taken yesterday.
Oh, dear.
Well, look, I don't know what to say. I feel quite faint. My heart isn't what it used to be.
Well, sir...
Yes, Sergeant. These are the jewels I've got in my safe. I'll show them to you.
As they're stolen, sir, I'll have to take possession of them.
Not unless I make a charge, surely, Sergeant.
Well, yes, of course, that's up to you, Mr. Devlin. Do you want him?
Well, let me think about that.
I don't know. A thing like this could have happened beats me, I tell you. Right, here they are.
Oh, the box. Exactly as Mr. Devlin described it to me. Thank you, Mr. Franklin. I'll just take a look inside. Oh, beautiful. I'd never get the missus away from the bedroom mirror if she had this load of sparklers.
Yes, but what's the procedure now, Sergeant?
Well, let me see now. If Mr. Devlin presses charges, I'm afraid you'll be accused of receiving stolen property.
What?
And if we catch the young woman, she'll be charged with stealing
it. Come, Sergeant. Please, you can see for yourself. I wasn't to know those jewels were stolen. I took them in good faith.
Well, that's as may be, sir, but as the judge will tell you, ignorance is no defense in the eyes of the law.
Judge?
For instance, did you ask the young lady for proof of ownership, for some evidence of identity? If she was really from South Africa, she would have had a passport.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I didn't, Sergeant. But I mean, look, how could she have proof of ownership if the jewelry had been handed down to her like she claimed?
You say she came from South Africa only a few weeks ago.
That's right.
She would have had to pass customs to land such valuable goods. Well, they issue passes like this. See? To ensure the goods leave the country again. If not, they're liable to duty after a period.
She was so well connected. A close friend of Lady Bullenden, and she's engaged to Lord Milray.
You must be a very naive man, Mr. Franklin.
What?
There are no such persons, a fact which can be easily verified.
But, Lord,
But I can tell you that for certain. In my position, it's essential to know the landed and titled gentry. Business, you know. I think you've been duped, Mr. Franklin. Oh, you're playing a convincing drama for the benefit of Sergeant Ridley.
Oh, I can assure you I've spoken the truth and nothing but.
You're not in the witness box yet.
Look, are you going to make charges, Mr. Devlin?
Well, that depends. Do you think you could find the girl, Sergeant?
Oh, that could be difficult, very difficult. Too little to go on.
Why not try the address on the loan application?
The Cleveland Hotel.
Oh, that's sure to be a false one. So will be the name she gave you. What was it now? Celia Jackson.
Celia Jackson, that's it.
Phone the hotel and check if she's staying there.
Oh, look, the number's right here on this form. I'll dial it for you, Sergeant.
All right, Tar.
Get to the bottom of this. It's the last thing we do. Never had such a thing in my life.
I think it's a bit of a waste of
stolen
time.
Property. Me dealing in stolen property of all things. That'll be the day. That means dealing in stolen property, I can tell you. Come on. Right, here you are.
Cleveland Hotel.
Could you tell me if you've got a Miss Celia Jackson registered?
Hold on a moment, please. Yes, room 83. Can I put you through?
No. She's in, is she?
Yes, sir.
Right, thanks very much. Well, you can kick me from here to Land's End. She's actually there at the hotel. She must be the most amateur thief in the business. Look, I'm going right over to see her. Are you coming, Mr. Devlin?
No, I don't think so, Sergeant. I'd rather not. I'll leave it up to you.
Viewer, you stay and have some coffee with me. Or perhaps something stronger.
Yes, I'll take you up on that, Mr. Franklin.
Yes, all right. Look, I'll phone you here when I know the result of my visit to the Cleveland Hotel. Excuse me, gents.
Oh, dear, this is such a mess. This goes to court. My entire business will be ruined. Would you like a drop of whiskey, Mr. Devlin?
Oh, yes, a small one, with water.
Yeah, and so would I. Do us both good. What a shock. Oh, right, here you are. Really, Mr. Devlin, I'm at my wit's end. Is there no other way? I mean, do you have to prefer charges?
Cheers.
Cheers.
I can't see any other way. Unless...
No, wait, there is. Yes, there is another way. Look, your firm's jewelry's right here on my desk. If you don't prefer charges, then the police won't impound it, will they? Now, all you've got to do is pick it up and walk out, and that'll be the end of the matter. Except I'll have lost 40,000 quid.
Yeah, that sounds an easy enough solution. Let me think.
Wait, tell me. Can your firm afford to have this jewelry impounded as evidence for... Well, maybe up to 3 months.
Yeah, I admit it would be most inconvenient.
Well, there you are, then.
And, of course, they'd blame me for negligence and losing in them in the first place.
Yeah, they would, wouldn't they?
Yes. Well, there's a lot of merit in your suggestion.
Well, there you are, then. Look, finish your drink and take it. I just want to see an end to the matter. It's cost me enough already.
Yes, I'll do it. As you say, it'll save a lot of trouble all round. Beautiful pieces, aren't they?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't see them as beautiful anymore. To me, they represent a shocking disaster.
Well, I'll be on my way. No hard feelings, I hope.
No, not at all. On the contrary, I'm much obliged. Goodbye.
I know my way out. Cheerio.
Goodbye. What a disaster. I'm still 40,000 down. Of course, the bank. I can stop the checks. Stupid. I should have thought of that earlier. I'll stop that bird from getting away with this lot. Oh, 40,000 quid. I'm not going to lose that in a hurry, I can tell you. Come on, come on. Hello? Hello. Give me the manager, please. It's Franklin here, Franklin. Look, this is very urgent. Miss, hurry it up, would you? Hello? Franklin here. Look, I want to stop a cheque for £40,000. Yeah, of course, just over an hour ago. Yeah, all right, I'll hold on. Oh, come on. Hello, yes? It's been cashed already. I see. Half an hour ago, eh? Yes. Yes, well, I suppose it'll have to be all right, won't it?
Do sit down.
No, it's nothing like that. You were called at the offices of Franklin Securities Limited in Lackham Road this morning.
Oh, you know about that?
Yes, miss, that. You saw Mr. Franklin and gave him a collection of valuable jewellery as security on a loan of £40,000. Is that correct?
Well, this is all very embarrassing. Yes, I did. But Mr. Franklin assured me that this, transaction would be kept strictly confidential.
Ah, so you admit doing it?
I'd be a fool to deny it, but I really can't see why the police are interested. I mean, it was all done legally and above board, wasn't it? Or is this Mr. Franklin a crook? I mean, he won't swindle me out of my jewellery, will he? It's worth a lot of money. Well,
excuse me, miss. It's nothing like that at all. This jewellery you gave him, is it yours?
Of course it is. Oh, do you think I stole it or something?
Well, miss, it has been suggested.
Oh, Daddy would laugh at that. Me, a pussycat burglar.
Look, Miss Jackson, you insist that this jewellery is yours. The, Christoph Collection, as I'm told it's called.
Christoph Collection? Oh, what a fabulous name. But I've never heard of it before. The jewellery I gave Mr. Franklin consists of 18 pieces handed down to me by my mother. And she died 2 years ago.
Look, take a look at this photograph. Are these items the same as you handed to Mr. Franklin?
Yes, lovely, aren't they? But how did you come by a photograph of them?
This is all very odd. But have you proof of ownership?
Good heavens, no. How could I? I told you just now they belonged to my mother, but years and years ago. Mr. Franklin's assistant estimated their value at £260,000.
Yes, I can believe it. And you can't prove ownership?
Not really.
Hey, look, I take it you brought the jewellery into England with you?
Ellie, isn't that rather a silly question? I must have, mustn't I?
Did you declare the jewellery to the customs?
Naturally. I told them I'd be taking them home with me again to South Africa, and the customs officer gave me a slip of paper, which I have to produce when I leave Britain. If I were to sell them here, he warned me I'll have to pay the customs duty. I have it here in my handbag with my passport. Here, look.
Yeah, thanks. Yes, estimated value £200,000.
That was my estimate when I declared them. And you'll see there's a description of each individual piece. You can compare them with the photograph you have.
May I look at your passport, miss?
Certainly.
Yes. Well, that seems to be in order, too. Well, you know, this is all quite a mystery.
Well, just think of what it is to me. I don't even know what this is all about. And where did that photograph come from?
Have you ever seen it before?
Certainly. It was taken some time ago at a jeweler's shop in Durban.
In South Africa?
If there's another Durban, I don't know about it. It was taken when the jewelry went in for cleaning and resetting.
Does anybody here in England know about your jewellery collection and its value?
I'm a bit of a flaunter, you know. I believe that if a girl's got nice things, she should show them off. Now, do you mind telling me what your big problem is?
Have you heard about a Mr. Charles Devlin? I've got his card here. Look, take a look.
Representative of Valadar, auctioneers of fine arts and jewelry. No, never heard of him or his firm.
Did a man accost you after leaving Franklin Securities?
No. Nor are you answering my question. I'm trying to be patient, but it's wearing somewhat thin.
Now, look, don't be offended, miss, but this man claims that you stole the jewelry from the back seat of his car, which was parked outside the Morningcrest Hotel.
Damn cheat!
He says he followed you to Franklin's office and spoke to you when you left. It was this Mr. Devlin who gave me this photograph.
I think someone's having you on, Sergeant.
Hey?
And I don't see the point, and it doesn't make any sense to me. Could this be some kind of practical joke, perhaps?
Well, you've got me wondering about that, miss. But the young man seemed a, well, very genuine type to me.
Have you checked with this company? What was it called?
No, I haven't. Valadar. I suppose I should.
The phone number's on the visiting card. You can use my phone.
Oh, may I? Thanks.
Dial 0 for an outside line.
Right, okay. Valadar, yeah. In Southampton.
Hello, Mrs. Lang speaking.
Am I speaking to Valadar, the auctioneers?
I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number. This is a private residence.
Is that Southampton 83521? Mrs. Lake, could I ask you a favour? This is Police Sergeant Ridley of the Metropolitan Police, London. Would you check your local telephone directory to see if there's such a place as Valadar, spelt V-A-L-E-D-A-R?
Well, hold on a moment, please.
Thank you. You know, that's a false number on the card.
Gosh, yeah. Probably there's no such place, or such a man as Devlin either. But if that's so, it's a very elaborate card to have printed just to have a practical joke.
Hello? Are you still there?
Yes, Mrs. Lake?
Well, I've looked very carefully, and there's no name like that in the book. I'm positive of it.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Lake. I'm sorry to have bothered you. Goodbye. Well, would you believe it?
Frankly, no. Somebody's made a fool of you, Sergeant.
But who and why?
I wonder. Could it be some kind of a confidence trick? One that hasn't quite worked out, sort of backfired?
Well, if it is, I'm telling you... Look, may I use your phone again? I left this young bloke Devlin with Mr. Franklin. With luck, he might still be there.
Help yourself.
Thank you. Me through to Mr. Franklin urgently, please. This is Police Sergeant Ridley.
Hold the line, please.
Hello, Sergeant. I've been waiting for your call. You can drop that case.
Hey?
Mr. Devlin's quite happy now and doesn't want to prefer charges against the girl. He says it wouldn't be in his firm's interest.
I'm afraid it isn't quite as simple as that. Is Mr. Devlin still with you?
No, he went about an hour ago. Why?
Well, there's some monkey business going on and I'm keen to get to the bottom of it. You see, I've had a chat with Miss Jackson, and I'm quite satisfied that she is the owner of the jewelry.
What's that? No, she can't be.
But she is, Mr. Franklin. Look, I can't discuss the details on the phone. I'll be able to see you in say, half an hour. Oh, poor Mr. Franklin. He isn't the type to take kindly to a practical joker, if that's what the man was. He's left the office, but I doubt if there's been any more harm done. I'll probably laugh at it myself by the time I get home tonight.
I'm sure you will.
Die goeie ou dae van Springbok Radio is terug. 20 onverkrygbare liedjies nou op een CD. Met al jou gunstelinge: Virginia Lee, Cora Marie, Anton Goosen, Sonja Herold, Cupido en vele meer. Herleef Springbok Radio, Afrikaanse treffers.
This is a very serious matter, Sergeant, and I protest against that stupid smile on your face. Do you realize the consequences, do you really?
The smile was unintended, Mr. Franklin. This young man will have to be caught and punished. False representation is indeed a very serious matter.
False representation be blown, it's theft as well. £260,000 worth of jewelry, might I remind you.
Well, I'm not too sure about that, sir.
What?
You admit yourself that you did voluntarily give the jewelry to him, didn't you?
Now, don't you split hairs with me, Sergeant. I gave them to him because I was under the impression they were his. You also believe them to be his.
Yes, it's quite a problem we've got here.
Problem, you say? Oh, I'm virtually ruined, that's all. What do I say to Miss Jackson when she comes to collect, eh? I'm sorry, I gave your family sparklers away. Oh, she'll throw a cadenza and I, the best solicitor in town, to sue me for everything I possess.
I see what you mean.
Look, you've got to institute a manhunt. Catch him. Get that jewelry back.
I'm going to have a heck of a job explaining all this to the superintendent as it is. Look, you'd better come down to the station with me, Mr. Franklin. I dare say that you'll be spending the next 6 hours or so looking through all the mug shots of all the known confidence tricksters.
Well, anything, just so long as you catch him.
You left for me at reception. Are you calling from Schiphol Airport?
Yes, I got to Amsterdam an hour ago, and I'm flying home via Rome in 30 minutes.
Oh, you made a good job of it, Paul. Think we should take up acting?
Is something wrong with your voice?
No, you caught me in the middle of a bath, and I'm standing here freezing. It's cold.
I'll let you finish off then. Good luck with the final killing.
Thanks. To be honest, I'm looking forward to it. It's the having to wait for a few days that's so nerve-wracking. Oh, give Dudley my love and tell him I'll see him this time next week. Bye. Have a nice trip. Ah, roll on, Friday.
Good morning, Miss Jackson.
Good morning. May I see Mr. Franklin, please?
I'm afraid Mr. Franklin is away today.
Where?
At home.
He'll be in on Monday.
I'm afraid not. No, he told me he had to fly to the United States on Sunday. You see, he has some important business there.
Well, I need to see him. It's rather urgent.
Well, perhaps I can help you, miss.
I suppose so, yes. I want to repay the balance and interest on my loan.
Oh, I see. Yes, of course.
Dear me, is there a problem?
No problem.
I'm going to a rather posh do tonight and need my jewelry back.
On second thoughts, Miss Jackson, I think Mr. Franklin will have to deal with you himself.
Well, I can't wait for him to come back from America. I'm returning to South Africa in a few days.
Oh, that's rather awkward.
I don't see anything awkward about it, Mr. Wilkins. I give you my check, and you give me my jewelry. A simple exchange.
Yes, it does appear to be simple, but I think I'd better telephone Mr. Franklin and let him know. Can you excuse me for a minute? Mr. Franklin, that young woman is here.
What, Miss Jackson, you mean?
Yes, sir. She's...
I told you what to tell her, Wilkins. What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry, sir, but she wants to repay the loan and get her jewelry back today.
Well, you know how impossible it is to do that. You'll have to stall her somehow, so you can't get hold of me or something.
It's not so easy, sir.
Life isn't easy, Wilkins. Did you tell her about my American business trip?
I did, sir, and she told me she had to go back to South Africa in a few days and couldn't wait.
Well, there's no sign yet of the police recovering the jewelry. What a problem.
Well, look, I think you'd better talk to her yourself,
don't
sir.
Don't tell me what I should or shouldn't do, will
you? I suggest that, sir, you, because there's a limit to the amount of deception I'm prepared to employ.
There's a limit to the amount of incense I'll take from you, Wilkins.
I think I'd best tell her the truth, then,
no,
sir.
No, wait, wait. There must be some other way out of this mess. Look, see if you can stall her for a few more days. You never know. The police might catch up with this con artist and recover the jewelry by this weekend. All right, the sparklers will be held as evidence, I know, but at least she'll know they're in safe hands when I explain what happened, won't she? Look, tell her to wait until Monday, because the jewelry's in a bank safe deposit, which only I can open.
I'm very sorry, sir. You'll have to tell her that yourself.
I'm ordering you, Wilkins.
I'll just ask her to come back on Monday, and no more than that, sir.
All right, very well. Call me back when she's gone.
Very good, sir.
Speak to him.
Yes, miss. Mr. Franklin would like you to call in on Monday morning so that he can deal with the matter himself.
That's no good to me. I want my jewelry today.
Please, please, miss, not so loud.
There's something fishy about this.
I can assure you that Mr. Franklin will deal with it in a satisfactory manner on Monday.
I thought he was flying to America on Sunday.
He said he would change his flight to Tuesday morning.
No, I can't accept this. He was happy to take my jewelry as collateral. Now, where is my jewelry? I want it now.
I'm not sure, miss.
All right, then. Kindly give me Mr. Franklin's home address.
I'm afraid I can't.
Very well. I'll go to the police.
No, please, there's no need for that.
I insist that you give me Mr. Franklin's address so I can drive there and tell him what I think.
You're putting me in a terribly difficult situation, Miss Jackson.
I don't care. I want my jewelry today. It's mine and I want it. This all sounds very suspicious to me. If Mr. Franklin was genuine, he would either have arranged for you to attend to me or come into the office himself. Have you been telling me the truth, Mr. Wilkins?
If you'll kindly excuse me, miss, I'll telephone Mr. Franklin again. If he can't give you satisfaction today, then I promise to give you his home address.
Warn him I'm about to explode and go to the police.
I'm very disappointed in you, Wilkins.
To be perfectly honest, Mr. Franklin, I'm deeply disappointed in you. The young lady is threatening to go to the police, and I'm positive she will.
No. Then the whole unsavory man will come out, won't it? She'll sue us, Wilkins, and then the press will murder us. I'll be bankrupted.
And that is why I suggest you come here and tell her the truth yourself.
All right, I can see there's no other choice. Tell her I'll be there in an hour.
Very good, sir.
Wilkins.
Yes, sir.
Look, take her somewhere for lunch or something while she's waiting. Butter her up and don't let her out of your sight. We can't afford to have her visiting the police.
He's rather sweet, your Mr. Wilkins. He took me to a lovely lunch.
Yeah, well, that's nice. I'm terribly sorry for the inconvenience, Miss Jackson.
Oh, the lunch made up for it. Oh, I want to repay the money I borrowed. I'll give you a check. $52,000, I think you said, was the balance due?
Well, yes, but I want to talk to you about something before you write out that check, if you don't mind. Did the police contact you about your jewelry? I mean, after Sergeant Ridley called on you?
No, why? All I know is that some chap tried to con you out of my jewelry. Very clumsy attempt, I believe. False visiting card, false name and all that.
Clumsy, yes, but successful, I fear.
I beg your pardon?
Well, he got away with them.
My mother's beautiful jewelry? Gone? No, I can't believe
well,
that.
Well, I'm afraid it's true, Miss Jackson.
Did he hold you up, or what?
No, he fooled me into giving them to him.
You actually gave them to him?
Yeah, I'm afraid I did. Look, this is all very embarrassing. I've been dreading your visit, Miss Jackson. Believe me, I really don't know what to say.
Well, what are the police doing? Why haven't they been to see me again?
Please, let me explain. You see, I have to think of my business. The publicity would kill it stone dead. Just you think of the public reaction. The reaction of my clients. If they were to learn I'd handed over your jewelry to a confidence trickster, it'd destroy me.
I'm sympathetic and all that, Mr. Franklin, but I'm not concerned about that. I want the man caught and my jewelry returned. I asked you what the police are doing to catch him.
Well, nothing, I'm afraid. Don't get excited. I've taken it into my own hands by engaging the services of three private detective agencies. They're pursuing their inquiries discreetly. There's no fuss. Already they've traced the printer who made the visiting card.
That's no good to me. My engagement has been called off, and I'm returning to South Africa tomorrow. And you can be sure I don't intend to leave empty-handed.
Well, what can I do? It might take weeks, months to trace the man.
By then, my jewelry will have been sold, melted down. The gems reset and unrecognizable.
Yeah, well, there is that possibility, I suppose.
Certainty. Really. I never expected such outright incompetency when I gave them to you. Luckily, I'm not an over-sentimental person, so they can be replaced. But at a price. How much was it, you said? £260,000, wasn't it?
What are you suggesting?
Well, I've had £40,000. Give me £220,000 more, and I'm prepared to drop the matter.
But that's completely out of the question.
In that case, I'll have to stay in England a while longer. Long enough to take this matter to court. So it looks as though you'll get a lot of undesirable publicity anyway.
Well, look,
I'll win the case, of course, with costs.
With costs?
And you'll probably find yourself $500,000 out of pocket. Daddy will see to it for me.
Yeah, wait a minute. That sounds like blackmail.
That's your attitude. There's nothing more
No, wait, don't go. Please, just sit down again, Miss Jackson. Let's talk this out like the rational people we are.
Very well. Just as long as you don't lose your temper again or make silly accusations, you'll lose even more money that way.
It was shock rather than temper, just shock. I'm sorry I spoke rather harshly. Now then, about your jewelry, could you see your way into giving me a few months, long enough to see if we can catch this chap?
No. You made a mistake and you'll have to pay for it. Today you must either give me my jewelry or its cash value. But I will make this concession. If you do recover the jewelry intact, I'll refund you the money. In exchange. Surely that's fair, don't you think?
Oh, so much money could break me.
Alternatively, you can take a photograph and a description of the jewelry and have exact replicas made. But I have a feeling that that would cost you a lot more than £260,000.
Yeah, so do I. Oh, really, I'm so confused. Look, can we haggle, perhaps?
This is not a market in Bombay or Singapore. Mm. Besides, I don't like haggling.
Well, I had £100,000 in mind, just to call it quits.
You can forget it. I've told you what I'm prepared to settle for.
Well, let me think, then. Well, look, what about £120,000? Would that do?
I don't haggle, Mr. Franklin. Add £100,000 to that, and we'll be...
Oh, please, Miss Jackson, you're killing me. You'll have my business in ruins. Don't you understand what that means? I'm not a young man, you know. I can't start all over again.
No, I bet you've ruined other men before today.
Well, yeah, I admit that does happen sometimes. But business is business, you know.
I do know, Mr. Franklin. That's why I want to be fully recompensed. Daddy's already going to be perturbed when he knows what's happened. He told me to take care of the jewelry, and I did. I'm dreading having to tell him.
No, wait, look, I'll tell you what. Make it £160,000 plus the £40,000 you already have. Now, come on, take some pity. I don't have any more than that in cash.
You want mercy? All right. I should hate to think of you going home tonight and hanging yourself. I'll settle with around £200,000.
Right.
The £160,000 you're to give me now is to be cabled to my bank account in Durban. Today.
Today? Are you serious?
This is a very serious matter. And I intend to sit right here until the transaction is complete. Then I'll return your receipt for my jewelry, and the matter will be closed. Is that agreed?
Yeah, I suppose I've got no choice, have I? By crikey, how I could use a woman like you in this business.
I have too much self-esteem for that, Mr. Franklin. I would rather die than have a close association with a common moneylender like yourself.
Celia, you've been back exactly one day and already you're taking no notice of me when I speak. Is there something wrong?
Nothing at all, Dudley. On the contrary, I'm trying to compose a short note on the back of this postcard.
Oh, can I help? To Jack Franklin, isn't it?
Who is he? Some chap you met in England?
Oh, yes, my darling. Oh, don't look so alarmed. He's close to 60 and very, very ugly. But he did me a favor. So the least I can do is to send him my regards.
Yeah, but why bother? He doesn't deserve it.
I want to send him Dad's regards, too. Just so he'll remember Paul.
What were you two up to in England?
I'll tell you when we're married, darling. But nothing for you to be jealous about. Paul, how does this sound to you? Just a note to thank you for your cooperation. Father sends his regards and thanks. Arthur Jackson. Perhaps you remember him. Best wishes, Celia Jackson.
Well, that's all right, I suppose, but by the best wishes.
Why not? I'm not entirely without mercy, you know.
You have just heard Retirement Benefit, with Pamela Perry as Celia Jackson, Don Ridgway as her brother Paul, Stuart Parker as Jack Franklin, and Ken Jackson as Sergeant Ridley. Others in the cast were Tim Sutcliffe as Arthur Jackson and John Simpson as Wilkins. As Dudley, you heard Peter Gardner, and Yoland Ottman played Mrs. Lake. Retirement Benefit was written by Ron Evans and produced and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
And be sure to tune in next Wednesday night at 8 and every Wednesday night for the week's finest radio entertainment brought to you for your listening pleasure by your hosts, the Brewers of Castle Lager. So until next week then, a very good night to you all.